in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
There we go. Welcome back to Wednesday's episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You can find us everywhere you get your podcast for free 99. Corey.
What's up?
Why you got the same thing on you had on?
You are so ridiculous.
Monday.
I know. I was noticing your tracksuit.
Sergio.
Same thing.
Get it right.
Oh.
Get it right, get it white. You see how crisp this white is?
Whatever.
I had this suit for like...
I had the same jacket. I didn't have the shirt on. It's different.
Sure.
It's a different shirt.
I had this suit for... since 20... Whenever we did the live show, I had a... That's the first time I wore the jacket. I never wore the pants. It's my first time wearing the pants. Because I couldn't get the right shoes to go with it. Plus, it was white. And then I didn't want to show my print. So...
What
I
print?
Never wore it. Exactly, what print? So here we are.
I'm mad at myself for even asking the damn question.
So yeah, it's my first time wearing the whole thing together. And I had to wear it 2 days in a row, Monday and Wednesday. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the top five reasons you... Well, would you use excuses to get out of work? There we go.
I hope you have a good explanation. And I hope your job is listening.
These are old jobs, so that I've used these at. So, but they are diabolical work. I even tag team with my...
hey, yo.
All right, pause.
Tag team with...
Never mind. Teamed up. With...
You muddled the line between winning and losing with that one. So go ahead. I'm just joking. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm a child.
Teamed up with a couple of people to really like dig on the worst excuses we've all ever used. So these are...
Oh, you got some help.
Yeah, my top five is diabolical.
We'll see. Oh, okay.
Like the bottom one is okay.
So,
all right.
So when you,
but the rest.
So when you were with your friends, you got some help. I'm glad you did. Because the last few lists you've been doing, man.
Lies.
But man,
my vacations living list was...
You dialed it in.
Was a great one.
You dialed it in.
What are you talking about?
I'm just messing with you. Don't
hate her.
Don't. We got an email from the homie Philly. Shout out to Philly.
Shout out to Philly.
Living my life like it's golden. Pretend Jill Scott is playing in the background, my nigga. The cities to live in or visit episode. He said, yo, Bull, yo, L, yo, Corey. Tootin' Powder in Vegas sounds like a fun time with four crying laughing emojis. B Mac out there right now as I speak. So you never know what him and his wife getting into. he said, I'll do five Jones. I want to visit. He wrote five. I'm going to do five through one. A lot of these I should have thought of.
But you didn't.
Yeah.
Local.
Because I didn't want...
local.
I didn't want to be cliche, too. Because I see a lot of them. His number five is Bali. He said he want to visit the Sacred Monkey Forest Sanctuary.
Okay.
Sounds like New York or something. Memphis.
Wow.
Memphis would be... I saw somebody say... It made me mad, but white people just hate black people so much. We was talking about the basketball player Jimmy Butler and him not choosing to go to Memphis, as opposed because he plays for the Warriors now.
Yeah,
and they said, well, they don't call it Memphrica for nothing because a lot of black people live in Memphis. So
unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of shooting. He says that's his number five. His number four is Barcelona, Spain. That's gonna catch FC Barcelona soccer match. Yeah, he be into that soccer shit. I just want to go to what's the Charlotte soccer team? Is it FC Charlotte? They got a soccer team in Charlotte.
I don't know.
Yeah, they play it.
Don't ask me.
I wanted to go when the who was it? They had a what's the big soccer team? Liverpool? Is it Liverpool or it's one of them big soccer teams, Manchester U. They played in Colombia. They had a match in Colombia. And I wanted to go to that. But I missed it. His number three was Dar es Salaam in Tanzania.
Okay.
He wanna visit Bangoyo Island. Mm-hmm. His number two is a place I will never go. We got a listener out in Australia too. He wanna go to Australia, either Sydney or Melbourne. He wanna see the Sydney Opera House and Australia Reef. But they got insects and animals out there that look like they're from an alien planet, and I do not want to go. Like they got
some places I'd be like, because I don't want to take a chance of dying.
Big ass spiders and shit over there.
I'd be afraid. Because you know them spiders that kill you in 10 seconds. I don't want to take them chances.
They got some of that over there. All kind of shit in Australia. I'm scared to go.
I like life. You know.
Maldives is his number one. The water looks super clear there. He wants to see it in person. All of those are good places though.
Very good exotic places.
That was the only email. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know your that should be something like when
Thank you, Filet.
Something should pop up on the screen. When I hit a DJ Blaze shirt, I need to work on that.
Like something just
come up at the bottom.
This way.
That's on me. I'm going to work on it. It's a lot of stuff to do, y'all. So today we're talking about our top five reasons to get out of work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go first? I'll go first.
Nah, you go first because mine is, I'm telling you.
Number five is an easy one. Mm-hmm. Depending on your industry, it don't matter. But, like, some of the jobs I worked, because it's, like, you got to be at a certain place at a certain time or get there before, like, traffic get too bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they might put somebody else on your route or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So my number five is overslept. You just overslept. You had an early time to go to work, and you overslept, and it was too late, so they had to put somebody else on your route. So you overslept is my number five.
To get out of work?
Yeah, because you just didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't gonna just no call, no show.
Okay.
So you call in an hour late. Man, my bad. I overslept. You know what I'm saying? And now you still in trouble, but you ain't in that much trouble. So my number five. What's your number five?
So my number five was kind of like it depended if I was working from home or like going into work. So it was either my car broke down or my internet's not working because I worked from home at one point doing
You just took up two.
No, it was just like.
That's two good ones.
No, it's not.
The internet not working is what niggas use now. They do that all the time.
That's what I'm saying. It's very basic.
But they do that now a lot. Like.
Yeah, but in the COVID time. Yeah, my internet not working.
Yeah, and even, but now like a lot of work from home people.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see them on like social media, especially if they live like in the same area. They'd be like, y'all internet out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh. Let me screenshot this because a lot of times now, like especially Spectrum, they're sending out a message saying service outage or whatever.
See, that's why I don't use it no more.
Your email.
It's too common now.
What?
Using the internet. Basic.
That's a good one.
It's time to get dark now.
The car broke down. But I mean, if that's a good one. That ain't bad. My number four.
Go ahead.
It's based on the type of industry you in. So my job, especially, you know, in years past, it was kind of physical. So you couldn't do it if you were injured.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my back hurt, my ankle or whatever, you know, call in with an injury.
Okay.
You good, you know, number four is injury.
Okay.
But that don't work for everybody. Like if you're a teacher, you hurt your ankle.
Yeah, they don't care.
Take your ass to work.
Yeah.
You work at a desk.
Oh, get an ACE bandage. The nurse could bandage you up when you get here.
You got insurance. You know what I'm saying? But some jobs you just can't do it injured. Mm-hmm. Like I was out of work for 2 weeks one time because I had an infection in one of my toes.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole foot swole up. I couldn't even put on a shoe let alone the steel-toe slip-resistant boot.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was just out of work for 2 weeks. And finally, the infected part of the toe, it finally burst, and it started oozing out, and then I got relief, and it healed.
Okay.
Yeah. Two months.
That was a lot.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Yeah. What's your number four?
My number four is for when I lived in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Bomb threat in my neighborhood. Can't get on the train with a bomb threat. Can't do nothing.
That's very regional specific.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I guess this is post 9/11.
Yeah. No, post, no. Yeah, post 9/11. Yeah, yeah, very much.
Post Boston Marathon.
Post all of it. Oh, I can't get to work. It's a bomb threat in my neighborhood. And like you would think, they'd be like, "Oh, well, then come to work." No, I can't get on the train. The buses is not coming to the neighborhood.
But that stuff,
I'm stuck.
That stuff that's easily verifiable.
No, back then it was not. It was not like the internet was not what it was.
When we were using that. True.
Yeah.
That's a, okay.
Oh yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Created a bomb threat.
Hmm.
And then I would tell whoever lived in my neighborhood that was going to work. Like, yo, I told them it was a bomb threat at work. I'm not going. And they were like, word? Mm. Yeah, let me let them know I ain't going either.
I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
For
all
my
right.
Number three.
Your number three.
I'm going to steal it.
Go ahead.
Because I know this one you use. My kids said.
Oh, I don't use that one.
You don't?
Never.
Really?
Never.
It's scary now.
Because I don't want my baby to get sick.
Exactly.
Uh-uh.
I said something one time. Somebody had invited me. And I was just being funny. Mm-hmm. They invited me like some cookout or something. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be sick that day.
Mm. You told them ahead of time?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I ain't going to make it. I'm going to be sick that day. And fuck Ron was sick on that day. Like, it was crazy. I never said that again.
See?
So you don't want to say your kid is sick.
Yeah, I never use my kid is sick.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I'll say like my son is having like a crisis moment because he's on the spectrum.
New age.
Yeah.
New age.
Which is real.
Newfangled vocabulary.
Crisis moment, y'all. In crisis moments, a lot of kids can't get pulled back from it until they see like mommy or daddy. It can take some kids hours to get out of a crisis mode.
Is that spectrum language where spectrum?
I don't know if a lot of people use that. We used it at my old job. Like when kids were in crisis modes and they throwing everything, they hitting the class, like the classmates, teachers. Some kids, it took them all day to get out of that.
And
most of the time, they didn't call the parents.
Is crisis mode synonymous with temper tantrum?
Yeah, but the difference is those kids on the spectrum don't know how to regulate their emotions. They don't know how to even tell you they're upset or why they're upset. It's like something snaps and they have to go through everything.
Mm. It sounds
to
like,
turn it off. It's a like times 10 temper tantrum.
Is that tantamount to a grown up being a crash out?
I guess. I mean, but we can control ourselves. Like, you know, the people, I mean, maybe those people that spiral and they break everything in their house, those are crisis modes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I just asked that because I, like, for me, mm-hmm. I've never heard that phrase, but I was just wondering if that's like a phrase that's used all the time. Like,
I don't think
that,
so.
In that arena or whatever.
I don't think so. Mm. We were trained to use it, but I don't know. Because I've used it with other moms and they didn't really know what I was talking about.
Mm.
But they're moms, so they're, you know, they wouldn't be trained per se because I was a teacher, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So that was your number three? Crisis mode?
Yeah. No, that's not. That's what I was saying, like.
Oh, you would say that as opposed to your kids.
As opposed to, yes.
Yeah.
Because
you can't get a. That's why a lot of people don't hire people with kids because they know mm-hmm. well they do that with moms with kids because they feel like you're gonna have to take off if your kid gets
they
sick
love
at school.
Treating us like
which you are. You need to be barefoot and in the house. And
I think
pregnant.
So too.
Possibly pregnant.
What?
I said barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
Keep me home.
Oh, okay.
Did I just win the lottery?
Take notes.
Yes. Yes, I want to stay home and take care of babies.
What's your number three?
My Halloween costume growing up was a stay-at-home mom. I quoted a movie. It was not, but it's funny. It
sounded like a white movie.
He said he was a stay-at-home dad.
What was that? What was that on?
It was this movie called How to Be Single. Dakota Johnson, Leslie Mann, and oh my God. Why can't I remember her name? She used to play Fat Amy in Pitch Perfect, the big English girl.
Is she English or Australian?
Or is she Australian?
Because she lost weight now.
Yes, yes.
I know you're talking about. they were mad at her because she lost weight, and it was a list of people.
It's like, leave her alone.
It's a list of people. It was, you know how they make them lists of, on like...
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson, yeah.
How I couldn't remember Rebel.
They said her... Jonah Hill. Mm-hmm. It was another person. They had them all up together. Said their careers went down after they lost weight.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Like, yeah, I'd rather people feel unhealthy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know
them to keep their careers going. It's crazy.
His career went down. They said he was an asshole on set. And then he had some wild shit that happened with his girlfriend.
I wouldn't be shocked.
But anyway, so you're number three.
My number three.
Not crisis mode. Is an excuse you use.
No, it's not. I say I'm sick at work, but.
Is your time of the month?
No.
Oh.
So what I do, I'm about to be judged for these last three. So what I have done at work, old jobs, nothing in the 20s.
This new you.
I'll let y'all know now. Nothing in the 20s.
Yeah.
But in the teens and tens. Mm-hmm. I used to say, oh, I'm so sick at work. I would start like, oh, I'm so sick. Uh-huh. I'm not feeling good, y'all. And they're like, oh, are you okay? Uh-huh. Go to the nurse real quick. Oh, okay, I'm going to go to the nurse. Get a little Advil, something. Told them I took some. I'm okay. Uh-huh. And then, you know, everybody go eat lunch and stuff. And I'm either with the kids or somewhere. Or if I'm not working with children, I'm in the office somewhere by myself. And so I mash up my food.
And mash like you and throw mash, it up.
And I mix water in it. And then I go, bleh!
Oh, you out your mouth?
No. I pour it over, but there's no cameras on me or nothing.
Oh, and then you say,
and
oh.
Then I be, and then I got like put some here, and I'll be like, oh my God, I just threw up. And they be like, oh, go home, Lulu, go home. Oh, wash your, oh God. I have created vomit and put it on the floor at work.
But see, that's you already
I
there.
I even put some stuff on my clothes just to really, like, seal the deal. Oh, my God, she threw up on, because, you know, once you throw up on your clothes, they not making you stay. No, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's something I ate. I don't know. I'm starting to feel so weird. And they be like, oh, is somebody going to come pick you up? Or do you want a cab? Yeah, I think I'm going to take a cab home. Oh, we're going to pay for it. All right.
You take it up.
As soon as I get in the cab. Yo, what y'all doing? I'm out of work.
What type of job was this?
I'm not saying anything.
You can't say the type of job. Was it like physical work? Or?
Office work. Either office work or working in a clothing store. Majority working in a clothing store. Mm. I worked in a clothing store.
Yeah, you can't be.
New slavery. That's what we call it.
But if. I'll be like, man, that shit don't smell like no throw up.
Nobody was getting close enough to actually
Who cleaned it up?
Maintenance.
Poor Mr. Johnson. Poor Mr. Johnson.
Please believe Mr. Johnson had a great Christmas gift for me.
Where we on? My number two?
Yes.
This goes to my other jobs too. So when you're driving trucks or whatever, you only have a certain amount of time you can work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you schedule to work the next day at a certain time, you got to have a certain amount of rest before you can go start work or whatever. So a lot of time, well, I ain't gonna say a lot of times, but sometimes if I knew I was gonna work a job that I really didn't, a ride I really didn't want to, I'll lengthen out my day before.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of getting done in 12 hours, I might get done in 16 hours. Now I know it'll be a couple hours too late for me to start that next day.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just have to put somebody else on the route and then I'll be off. So the excuse would be just I worked too many hours the day before and I ain't gonna be rested.
Right.
And it's only it's a big industry, but it's only a small amount of people in that industry that kind of can do that.
Right.
But that's it. I just worked too many hours a day before. I can't. Like, you call, hey, I ain't going to be rested till 9 o'clock. And the route supposed to start at 5.
Big facts. I can't do it.
Yeah, put somebody else on that
route. Sorry.
And they're not going to, like, they're not going to start a route. They're not going to start a route, like, 3 hours late. Because some places, like, you would have to deliver to, you would have to get there before, like, 10 or 11. Mm. Because you don't want to get there during, like, their busy time. And now you can't get in their parking lot or stuff like that. So, you know. Oh, I ain't working tomorrow. Fuck that. I'm gonna make this a long. This gonna be a long day.
Right.
Sometimes you be like, man, they gonna have to send somebody to get me. Make sure I don't make it back. Like, sometimes you gotta do that.
Dang.
So yeah, you ain't gonna work me to death. I ain't working today and tomorrow. I'm supposed to be off tomorrow anyway. I'm gonna be off. Fuck that. And then you just take your time all day.
Okay.
And work at 16 and then. But sometimes they'll fuck around and they know you going slow because mm-hmm. they'll be like they have like, you know, technology now, they know exactly where you are, where you should be mm-hmm. at a certain time. They might send somebody to help you. Now you just, you know what I'm saying? But
now you sitting up there like,
yeah, now you're gonna have to work. But yeah, so that's mine. Just working too many. That was my number two.
Okay.
What's your number two?
All righty. It's gonna get dark. Okay, this one not so bad. I've one time had, I have friends in high places, right? Mm-hmm. I made sure. I don't know. I didn't even make sure. It's just for some reason, I have friends that just work in different places that could help you.
Mm-hmm.
So my best friend, Angel, shout out to Angel.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
You kill Angel?
Huh? No. Oh, heck okay. No. She worked in the medical field for like 10, 15 years-ish.
Oh, you got something fake, like that? Fake,
I've had her call my job and like state her job, like the company, so they know it's a real thing. And it's like, oh, can I speak to so and so? Like, and she calls like the security, not even the front desk and like the main office. She calls security, so they could call me down. Oh, you got an emergency call? What's something's going on? Mm. And then I take the call in front of security. Oh my gosh, what? Okay, I'm on the way. And they'd be like, is everything okay? And I'd be like, I don't know. And so I leave. And you know, people at my old job, they talked a lot. So security, somebody from this hospital called her and she had to leave.
Why wouldn't you get her to call like your job? Like the people that you
Because it works faster with security.
Oh.
He was word of mouth.
Oh. Okay.
It to everybody. So then I came back to work 2 days later. Is everything okay? From somebody on the floor that I don't even work with.
What do people on your floor that you work with say?
They was like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah. Well, and the one like I was cool with.
I mean like your manager type.
They didn't say anything. Because it got to them. Like I would tell them after I had to run out of work. Like, oh my gosh.
So you're
like, well, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, everything. It's better. It's better. I mean, you know, we're getting there. It's fine.
Mm. See, I thought you were gonna say my number two. My number two.
No, you mean your number one.
No, we on number two, ain't it?
No.
Number two?
That was my number two.
What was my number two?
Your job. Like
hold on, what all I said? I said work too many hours.
Uh-huh.
Injury.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did I say?
What are you looking at?
Be rested.
Uh-huh.
That's three. This is my number two.
No.
What else did I say?
You've been going first.
I know, but I'm saying. Oh, that was your number two?
Yeah.
I thought that was your number three.
No. Remember the sick vomiting one?
That was your number three?
That was my number three. What, did you skip one or something?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this will be my number one then.
Okay.
I swear I only did three.
No, you didn't. This is you.
What's four? What's the four? What's the three you did?
Okay, so the internet not working, bomb threat, and sick, and then just the phone call.
Oh, I must have missed one.
You didn't.
No,
you
saying I must be missed one when I was redoing it.
Oh, okay. Because you said you're number two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My number one is you killing off your grandma.
My granddaddy died like 15 times.
Both grandparents.
I got my grandmas. I still have my grandmas, so they never.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Never said it.
Cause
I wish somebody would fake one of my grandmothers.
Yeah, but
granddads, they died a million times.
Like, I can't remember if this happened to me in
real
life.
I love you, granddaddy.
Can't remember if this happened to me in real life or it was on a movie, but somebody was like, they came up to the person. I heard about your grandma. I was like, my grandma? It's like, yeah, man, they say grandma died, whatever. And my grandma been dead. My grandma died when I was in high school. Like, so.
You told them, like, man, I was lying.
Yeah, I just need to get off. We had a game.
Everybody, grandparents, uncle, aunts, whoever. Yeah. And it was great aunts for me because I came from a large family.
But see, the aunts and the uncles don't really hold no weight in a lot of these jobs.
Some they do because they're immediate family. It depends on if they're a parent sibling, they count.
A lot of these jobs they don't. Uncles and aunts don't. Nah,
that's wild.
They might give you a grandparent, but like you, some jobs be like, well, you got to prove how close y'all was, kind of type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, oh shit, I mean, I don't been on you the whole time. There I go. But yeah. Yeah, that's probably one of the ones that a lot of people use to get out, especially if their grandparents already been dead. They're gonna kill her.
Yeah.
I had somebody who was like, man, we gotta work. He's like, man, I ain't going to work tomorrow. I was like, what are we gonna do? So I'm about to kill my grandma.
Damn. Like,
yeah, I'm about to kill my grandma tomorrow, nigga. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Yeah.
Okay, so to piggyback off of your number one.
Okay.
We have said multiple people have died because I come from a large family and usually somebody is always dying.
Yeah.
But we never use the actual person's name or whatever. So to get out of work, you know how they tell you like you got to bring back proof or something like that. And then my sister-in-law, this is the diabolical.
She work at a funeral home?
No, she doesn't. Not at all. But she and I came up with this together.
Because
it was during COVID, and they wanted everybody to. She still had to like work, go into work, and she was like, "I'm absolutely not going into work."
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, "Yo, we about to kill somebody off. Who died in the family?" And we was like, "We got plenty of aunts and uncles that died." And she was like, "All right." So we got online and created a whole obituary.
Wow!
Oh, somebody, Aunt Wendy was dead.
So y'all
and handed it in.
And get a real from somebody real that died?
Yes. But we just changed their name,
changed
the date of death.
But see, I figure in.
Because I can definitely tweak things online.
I figure on up there, though, you could be like, did you hear about that? You know that thing that happened on 51st? Like, yeah, I heard about that. It happened on 51st. Like, yeah, that was my cousin.
No. Oh,
they don't care about that.
They don't care about that stuff. They want tangible evidence. So we created a whole obituary, paper printed out and everything, sent it to them people.
Yeah, and then I'm
dirty to, work, I know.
Then I'm
going
to have to be
so
off
good.
For the funeral. When is the funeral going to be?
It's the date. The date's on the obituary that we gave y'all. I'm so torn. And then just start.
And then you forget.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about your cousin Wendy. My cousin Wendy. I ain't got no cousin Wendy.
And then you be, and then when it clicked, you mean my aunt.
Uh-huh.
And they be like, yeah, oh, that's
we
your
called
aunt.
Her aunt.
Yeah.
She was older.
Yeah, she was my, she was an older cousin, but you know.
Mm.
My grandmother, she demand respect with our elders, so we call them aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 years ago, I got an honorable mention that 4.5 years ago, not only would it get you out of work for like 14 days, you also would get paid.
Go ahead.
Saying you had COVID?
Oh, yeah.
I used to hate that because I was an essential worker.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't no
good. So did you
work.
Create forged negative, positive?
Nah, I never did it. But I mean, like, it was because I want to say, like, you would be out of work. So. I don't know if they were paying you your regular salary or they were just paying you unemployment for them 2 weeks.
No, they paid you regular salary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that depends on the job, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know unemployment here is like 368.
Yeah.
But during the COVID times, if you were unemployed, you would get $900.
Mm-hmm.
I think they put an extra $600 on it. So it was like $968.
Yeah. Some people was winning.
So some people don't really make $900 a week.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So you would come out better getting unemployment than getting your regular weekly mm-hmm. salary. But either way, you off of work for 2 weeks. But that was one that, you know, you just said you had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I had to be quarantined. Can't come to work. My kid got another kid. My kid got it.
I ain't going to say who. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of forgery going on positive tests.
Mm. You fuck around and get caught. I wonder if they can...
It's back in 2020, 2021. Nobody cares.
Yeah, they do care.
We ain't at those jobs no more.
They're getting people.
We're not at those jobs anymore. They're gone.
But I'm saying for the people that got like unemployment.
Oh, no. I was talking about like to get out of work for 2 weeks.
But still get paid.
Yeah.
Mm. You got any honorable mentions?
Nah.
You don't got none?
I really don't. I had to dig.
Oh, I know my other one was overslept. That was my other one.
Yeah, I mean, I got basic. I don't feel good. I overslept. Oh, my God, my alarm never went off.
No, I was saying my other one that I, that my first one, number five, was overslept.
Okay.
That was
Oh, yeah.
That was the one I missed.
And I guess an honorable mention for New Yorkers, the trains ain't working.
That's a good one.
Quick, fast.
Because it ain't like you could just, everybody can hop on the
And you can't look it up either. Can't look it up.
They might say it on the news or something.
No,
though.
They do not. Cause like it's so unpredictable to where somebody might get sick and on the train and they have to stop the train and it sits at a station.
Oh.
So and it's not being told, it's not being reported like live. So yep. The train ain't working. I can't come to work.
Another one is like emergency at your house. Like you could say your house caught fire.
I've said my house flooded. Which it has at one point.
Flooded
but
morning.
When I did use it, it didn't. One time, my building smelled like peppermint, but it was like a chemical that leaked, and they told everybody to stay in their house, like seal your doors.
It's something that smell means something.
And my manager was like, "That doesn't make any sense." I said, "Look it up."
And what was it?
I don't know. I can't remember. Know what the chemical it was like 10 years ago. Yeah, but. Yeah. It's real.
I'm trying to think the wildest reason I really didn't get to work.
I've gone to work with hangovers. That's how I know when I get creative.
Yeah.
I get creative.
Where I just, because some jobs I had, like when I worked on the railroad, I could just be like, yo, I'm marking off sick.
Mm-hmm.
Mark me off, whatever. And they ain't going to ask why, whatever, unless you drunk. You don't really want to do that, but if you just mark me on sick, they'll just mark me. Like, all right, call us when you feel better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I've gotten caught in traffic before.
Mm-hmm.
But I was already on the way to work. You know what I'm saying? Weather bad. One time I went to work, I heard a snowstorm was coming, like an ice storm was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Columbia. I mean, I live here, but I work in Columbia. And they hadn't sent out the update, but I had to leave my house in order to make it work in time.
Yeah.
I had to leave my house so early until the update came after I was almost at work.
Mm.
And when I got to work, there was nobody there. So I just had to turn around, get in my car, and go back. But by the time I got there, the ice storm had started.
Dang.
So I got to work, got in my car. Turned around and came back. But by this time, all the roads were icy.
Mm.
I had to drive the whole way, like, going 35 miles an hour. Like, it was crazy.
It took you forever to get home.
Yeah, it took me. But I just, put a podcast on and was just driving slow the whole way. Like, it was crazy. It just sounded like crunching the whole time.
I'd have been pissed off.
Nah, I was cool because I ain't had to work that day.
I'm talking about during that drive home. I'd have been like,
I wasn't pissed off, though, because it was nobody there. I was like, man, I should have just not. Because I hate being late.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have just waited and just been late, but I just didn't want to take the chance of being late and then having to start my route.
Being
late,
a good employee, huh?
Yeah. But how I was then, I was like, well, if the earlier I start, the earlier I get off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I used to be. But that's it.
Email
us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Your wildest reasons are excuses.
Creative.
Creative ways to get off work. Corey, Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Y'all can find me on social media at Corey Sin.
That's it?
Yeah. Find me on social media, all social media platforms. I'm pretty much on all of them. Good luck. Okay. Good luck.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Check out the YouTube page. Follow, like, subscribe. Ain't that what they say?
Follow, like, subscribe. Click this link down below to subscribe to us.
Hit the bell.
Hit the bell.
Hit the bell.
Get the notifications that we just uploaded a new video.
Yeah, all of that. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. Maybe Elle will be back.
Maybe.
Next week. At any rate, it's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whatever you ask, baby.